going on forward, finding the new best thing to play for you this week. And I'm going to start the show with an Albion favourite. His name is Ratboy. I've played him a couple of times before. And he actually dropped this track whilst the show was on air last week. It's called Move. And it's another example of his great lyrical ability and those bedroom beats that he's made himself famous by. This track is called Move.
Like a landslide, no, we just sight. We the generation, a TV station. I'm like a tandem, going in random. I see no problem at NRG. Everything's free if you want it to be. Take my MP3 illegally and move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit speed. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit speed. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit speed. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove. It's been when you hear the groove, the bass, you hear the groove, the groove. Well, you know, I never say the same thing twice. Well, you know, I never say the same thing twice. Tripping over myself in my free shots, eating Mackie D's, but we never are happy. Keep it underground like Wacky Gaddafi. Sorry, but today I'm in a hurry. Don't space and fade, cause I ain't the word sorry. Try to skip it, spit in, see for gritty. Can I leave, read these lines I've written? When you hit the groove that makes it hit speed. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that. When you hit the groove that makes it hit speed. When you hit the groove that makes it next move. When you hit the groove that makes it hit speed. When you hit the groove that makes it hit the groove that.
And that was Ratboy with Move on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. It's now my great pleasure to introduce a good friend of mine. His name is Harry Cobb.
Hi, everyone.
He's brought with him today some of the best new EDM tracks to kind of mix up the genre here on Albion this week.
Sure have, yeah. I thought I'd bring a slightly different meld to the sound that we're putting out here.
Exactly, yeah. And something that I don't know a lot about, so it's going to be really interesting for me as well to hear what's coming out of the UK at the minute in this sort of vibe. And you got your inspiration from a festival you went to very recently.
Yeah, so I was down over New Year, had the great fortune of going to Snow Globe Festival, which is a big EDM festival down in Lake Tahoe in California. It was a pretty new sound for me as well, actually, but I get a tendency to get hooked on one particular genre and then rinse it thoroughly. Yeah. So now I'm hooked onto this kind of music.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's been pretty good.
Almost an aficionado after a couple of weeks of rinsing through everything.
Oh, we hope so. I've been doing little else for about 2 weeks now. So
it's definitely the start of term.
That's yeah, I'm getting involved. It's been good.
Awesome, man. So what's the first track you got for us?
Yeah, okay. So I've got a track by London-based electronic outfit Rudimental.
Very nice.
Who first appeared on the scene with Feel the Love back in 2012,
oh, yeah.
Which featured John Newman.
Took over, broke John Newman as well, didn't it? Took over the charts.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of came out right about the time when I was leaving school, and this kind of definitely helped push me towards the whole kind of electronic dance music scene.
Nice.
Since they first appeared, they've had a load of success. They've done collaborations with John Newman and other massive names like Emily Sandé and Ed Sheeran, who are big in the UK. I got a track now from their second studio album, We The Generation, which was released back in October It peaked at number one in the UK albums chart. It was released by Asylum Records in the UK and Atlantic Records over here. The track is called Rumour Mill, and it features vocals from Anne-Marie and Will Hurd.
Street, I don't know how to feel about what you say to me. Cause the party pills, they won't give me no release. Nothing but a cheap thrill, no chance of a remedy. No, bad things be spread around. No, let it go, just turn it down. Don't be a fool, don't be a clown. Can't tell me, won't tell me nothing anyhow. Bad things be spread around. No, let it go, just turn it down. Either way, I'm coming round. Can't tell me, won't turn me down.
Rudimental with Rumour Mill on Albion on CITR 101.9. Thank you, Barry Cobb, for bringing that in. He's still here.
Yeah, no worries. Thought I'd, like I said earlier, thought I'd start out kind of light and bouncy and then we can build up the intensity.
Exactly.
So by the time we get around to the punk, everyone's got a good kind of headbanging vibe going on. So.
When I take back control, it'll be...
Yeah.
What more? So what we got next? Where's the next level then?
Okay, next level, stepping it up a notch then. I've got a track from the UK's sibling kings of dance music, Guy and Howard Lawrence, better known as Disclosure. Like Rudimental, they broke through in 2012 with their single Latch, which featured Sam Smith. Latch hit number 11 on the UK chart and then went on to be featured on their debut album Settle, which went platinum in the UK and number 7 on the US Billboard.
Blimey.
So the track I'm going to play is it's off their second album, Caracal, which got released back in December. The track's called Omen, and it's yet another collaboration with Sam Smith. It got pre-released, as a single in its own right, and the version I'm going to play
Is a remix by, what's his name, Dylan Francis.
Yeah.
What's his work like? Where's he come from?
So he's from the US. He's pretty big on the whole kind of EDM festival tour. He's actually, again, I saw his show down at Snow Globe. He's a big practical joker. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, wonderful.
To be in the audience with.
Oh, great, man. That's what we like to hear.
So yeah, without here further we go. This is Omen by Disclosure and Sam Smith, Dylan Francis remix.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, I'm here to change. I was blinded, I'm not envisioned. The same face in a different frame.
Omen by Disclosure, remixed by Dylan Francis.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
And I really enjoyed it, actually. Getting a little fist bump out in the studio, aren't we?
Yeah,
it's pretty damn good. It's like over these speakers as well. I'm not sure what it's like at home, and it's pretty incredible in there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I thought this kind of stuff goes well with punk because you can just turn it up as loud as possible, and you know that's the best way to enjoy it. Essentially,
exactly.
Get some volume on it.
And I can imagine the festival, the light show as well. It's just an incredible spectacle.
Oh man, that was mind blowing! Lasers and fireworks and all these insane graphics and strobes and that kind of thing. It was pretty mind blowing. Yeah,
a proper show. That's what you want.
Uh-huh.
That's incredible. And then are we moving on to a London-based guy next?
No, so we're gonna come straight to homegrown soil now. Next track I've got up is from an artist I'm insanely excited about. He's from Vancouver. He's reasonably new to the EDM scene, but I reckon he's already making some pretty serious waves. He's touring at the moment with Adventure Club. He's supporting them on their Made in Canada tour. And by some kind of divine happenstance, I came across him at Snow Globe. Even better, he's playing here in the Nest this Friday night.
That's incredible, in our student union.
In the student union, yeah. That's well worth going to. I'm going to do a little plug for that before I play a second song by him in a minute. But yeah, I'm totally blown away by this guy. He's got a really kind of mix of kind of penetrating female vocals and then kind of ravey, bassy, electronic business, kind of influenced by dubstep and trap and future bass and that kind of thing.
Wow.
So the track I'm going to play now, I think, is a fairly recent release. It's a remix of a track by Arizonan artist Zella Day. I was listening to it earlier, and there is a couple of F-bombs in there. I don't know what
We played the warning at the start.
Okay, fair enough. So yeah, if you're going to be offended by the occasional F, then tune out for the next 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
Nice, man. Let's go. Let's enjoy.
We are high. I'm in love. Tonight
University English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as feature faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the Colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
I really don't know how he's going to play in the Nest. This place is going to be going to explode.
It's going to be popping off, yeah. Like I said, if you've got nothing better to do on Friday and you've got a spare $15, just pick up a ticket, go down. It'll be seriously worth it.
It's a blatant plug.
Show. Incredible. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even getting paid for this. Like, this is how excited I am about Vanek. Go and see him. You guys are going to have a great time. I sadly can't. I'm not around.
Oh, but, mate. That's brutal. But at least you've already seen him this year.
Yeah, exactly. I've already had my fill.
Yeah, fair enough, man. So what's next on the agenda?
Next one. It's kind of an obscure track that I can't find a whole lot of information about. It's called XE3, that's capital X, capital E, and number 3, and then brackets Wheat Thin Turn, which I can't really work out what that means.
No.
I think it's, I guess, some really new hipster way of saying remix.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
Anyway, it's by a London-based DJ called Missingno.
Nice.
Again, very odd spelling of this. When I heard this song for the first time, thought it'd be a great backing track to doing some serious shredding in Whistler. I actually tried it and I had to take my headphones out because I was doing too much headbanging and it's getting pretty dangerous.
But you're gonna kill someone on your way down.
Since we have just plugged the Ski and Board Club, if anyone from there is listening or anyone from UBC Freeride, please use this track in one of your GoPro edits. It's going to go so well. I'd really like to see that.
Wonderful.
So yeah, let's do it. XE3.
Let's go, man.
Thank you.
don't know what that had to do with Wheat Thin Turn, but pretty
decent
track.
Me neither. I have literally no idea what that means. Sounds good, though, doesn't it?
It does, really do.
Wheat Thin Turn sound delicious. Like,
they do, man.
I would like some Wheat Thin Turn sounds with like some cream cheese or something.
Oh, I was going to say a breakfast cereal, but...
Oh, okay, yeah, nice. Yeah, maybe.
We'll see what we can do.
We can patent that. You heard that here first.
Exactly. It's an Albion special for you there. We're now going into food.
Albion special breakfast cereal. I like it.
Anyway, man, so you're finishing us off with one more Vanek track.
Yeah, one more Vanek track. Final plug for Friday night. Definitely go. They're being supported by Kill Them with Colour. Just before coming in here, I had a listen to one of their singles, which is called Get High, and that's on SoundCloud, and that's pretty good.
Nice.
If you can't make it on Friday, then the Made in Canada tour with Adventure Club that I mentioned, that's coming to the Commodore Ballroom on February the 11th.
That's a really cool venue. It's where we went to see Matt DeMarco on Halloween.
Oh, right on. How was that?
It's incredible, actually. Yeah, it's a much bigger venue than most of the places in Vancouver. Like, okay. They've got the little balconies and stuff. And yeah, it was pretty incredible. And also that gig, they were all dressed as Darth Vader for the whole entirety.
Awesome.
Yeah, so pretty unique experience, that one.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, this, so like I said, February 11th and 12th, it's going for about $50 a ticket, but I reckon that's money well spent.
Jeez, investment.
Otherwise, head to SoundCloud, check out Vanek's page. You'll find a whole bunch of remixes on there of Major Lazer, Lana Del Rey, Churches, K-Flay. There's an insane 45-minute mix from Snow Globe called
nice.
Snow Tape Volume 1, which is definitely worth your attention.
And that's what you heard live, is it?
No, I think that's something he put out the day before he was going to play, just as a kind of warm-up, but then lots of the songs on that track he then played at the festival kind of thing.
Fair enough.
And there's plenty of free downloads on his SoundCloud page as well.
Even
so
better.
You can't argue with that. So my final edition then, it's a remix of Birdie's Skinny Love.
Oh,
definitely
nice.
Turn your radios up. We'll be right back.
was Vanek's remix of Birdie's Skinny Love. Harry Cobb, thank you very much for mixing up the show for us today.
Big noises. I like that one a lot.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
No, thank you, man. I really enjoyed that.
I wanted to put that one out on the airwaves, see who appreciates that as well, you know.
Thank you, man.
And spread the message.
I'm now going to wrestle control back from you because I think you've enjoyed that a little bit too much.
Yeah, I do. I've been doing all the talking and playing all the music.
It's a good thing. I mean, really enjoyed the enthusiasm, man. It's been great to have you.
I can bring the enthusiasm.
And I'm going to play a track that I dragged you to see on Saturday night. We went to a gig at the Rickshaw Theatre back in East Hastings, where all the best gigs happen in Vancouver. And it was co-headlined by War Baby and Dead Soft, two of Vancouver's brightest and best.
It was a big night.
It was. Got your head banging. We made some friends with some locals next door. It was all very entertaining.
And I won a free hat.
It was an entertaining evening. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. But this track is from War Baby's debut LP, which came out back in October. And they also were on the front of our very own Discorder in October. The LP is called Death Sweats, and this track is called Spell.
Yeah. Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now! Right now! Right now it's time to...
Peanut, peanut butter.
Yes!
Peanut, peanut butter.
Yes!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. You dig them, dig them, dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. You crush them, crush them, crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. You spread them, spread them, spread them. Peanut, peanut butter.
Yes!
Peanut.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. We're broadcasting live from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver. I'm Sachin, just recently wrestled control back off my friend Harry Cobb, who's sat next to me still.
Hi.
What'd you make of those?
Yeah, man, I'm glad my hair's finally long enough that I can get a good swish on when I headbang. You know, it's the kind of track you've got to get a jam going.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, I'm glad. I hope everyone out there that's been listening can kind of deal with the incongruity of all the noises coming at them today. You know,
exactly.
You've got the punk, you've got the EDM, like, I don't know.
It's a bit more representative
I hope
of
it works.
British music in general, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's not
for
all
sure.
The same. Definitely. And they sounded as good on record as you thought as they did on Saturday night?
I reckon there's a lot of something in the live experience, you know.
This is
it's
true.
Like, adds a certain je ne sais quoi.
It really does.
But yeah, it I does. Mean, I enjoyed that record a lot, man.
Yeah, and the next band is exactly what British punk is right now. They're a three-piece from East London who have genuinely done something a bit new with punk. It's still that same cutting, that same anger, but it doesn't really sound like a rehash of the old punk bands from back in the day. Kind of underpinned by the front woman's voice. It just cuts straight through. Her name is Leisha Thomas, if you were wondering. I don't know if that matters, but she's...
Right, it's good to know these things.
She's impressive. The band are called Alpha Maid. The track is called Sublime, and I absolutely adore it.
All the angst, twice the marsh.
To base sound.
And after Alpha Maid with Sublime, that was a Belfast band called Hot Cops with their track Passive Passive, which came out on Paper Trail Records a little while ago. It's almost bipolar in the way it's kind of recorded. It's quite a downbeat kind of cutting track, but then the lyrics are kind of witty and sarcastic. It's an interesting mix, and I kind of like them. What do you think, Harry Cobb?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like you can really kind of sink back on that kind of wandering bass line. You know,
it's nice.
It's got a good vibe to it.
Yeah, and then Alpha Maid, Sublime is kind of their satirical look on the 21st century fame-hungry kind of culture.
Okay.
Which, if you noticed, above all the screaming and ripping guitars, but it was...
Yeah, I don't tend to notice much above the screaming and ripping guitars, I'm afraid. It's my lack of genuine insight into punk. But that's why I'm here, man. I'm here to learn, you know.
Letting you know. The next track isn't really punk. It's more of a kind of an indie pop track from a Midlands-based band. And I'm trying to play more Midlands stuff, heralding from Leicester myself. But these guys are called Oh Boy, and the track is called Carrot and the Stick. It's their first single, actually, and the first single you can get online, and they've been going around for a couple of years now. And I think they've got quite a big future ahead on these guys. It's kind of dreamy, 80s-infused, lovely synth pop. It's nice,
nice.
Man. Let's see what you think.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this one. We'll be right back.
And that was Oh Boy with Carrot and the Stick on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. We're almost out of time here. We're going to be playing one more track for you by a band called Winoa Forever, who I played last week after seeing them at the Matador at a house party when Mr. Jack BK was on the radio, whose show has already started, by the way. So please go and check him out.
Yeah, let's do a plug for that. What are the details?
You're going to caught me off guard. I've got no idea. But
okay, fair enough. This is the thing. Our friend Jack, he's in a play. He's kept it very on the quiet. There's been a vague fluttering about it on Facebook, but I can't remember the ins and outs.
But by all accounts, the reviews have been very good for the opening night, so please do go and see it. Just type in Jack Kelly Vancouver on Google or something and it will come up.
Right on.
But it'll be really good fun. Go and support him. But we saw Winoa Forever a couple of weeks ago. And the reason I'm playing them again is they are playing at CITR's very own Shindig this evening in the semi-finals at Pat's Pub. So please go and check that out. It'll be a great night.
Shindig is the only thing better than a party.
Exactly, mate. You know what they're doing. So please do go check that out. And then up next, we've got Don with Radio Freethinker. Take a quick moment to apologise because last week, apparently, his show was going at three times the pace. I don't know what I did, but I will apologise to him live on air. I'm really sorry about that.
We press some anonymous button and the tempo
that we can't locate this week, but I promise it won't happen again.
If we find the button again, I'm quite tempted to push it a second time. It's quite funny.
I'm not letting you back in here.
Oh, fair enough.
And then I must say we've got a very exciting show next week up on Albion. It's neither British nor Canadian music, so not really Albion's brief, but we have a live band in the show next week by the name of Wicked Man from California. They're a folk four-piece, and I'm very excited to have them in the show. They're going to be playing live in the CITR studio, so please do come down and check them out if you're in the area. It's 2 p.m. Next Tuesday, and I'm really looking forward to welcoming them onto the show, so please do have a listen. And so I'm going to finish with Mikhail Baryshnikov by Winner Forever from their Yacht Rock EP, which came out in 2015. And I want to take the chance to thank Harry Cobb again for coming in and mixing up the musical vibes for us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on the radio with the most softly spoken punk DJ there is on the airwaves. It's been a giggle. Thank you.
I'll take that as a compliment. And thanks for listening, guys. And see you next week for a very exciting show.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.